From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Japan may not be headed for another Chernobyl-type nuclear disaster. Yukiya Amano, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says there is no longer the threat of an uncontrolled nuclear reaction at Japan's damaged nuclear plants.
Affected reactors have been shut down automatically. They have been shut down, so there's no longer chain reaction of nuclear material.
Earlier today, there was another explosion at one reactor exposing its fuel rods. 1,800 people are confirmed dead in Japan, but the death toll is expected to climb much higher. In Sendai, NPR's Rob Gifford says the search for more victims could take quite some time.
I've been down to the coastline today to see some of those efforts, and really, there is just so much debris. I don't know. It's going to take weeks and weeks, if not months, to sift all the way through it.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Sendai, Japan. Survivors are facing another night without food, water, or heat. President Obama said he's offered Japan any assistance the U.S. can provide. A space shuttle worker fell to his death at the launch pad of the Kennedy Space Center today. NASA says the man fell while working this morning. Medics rushed to the pad but were unable to revive him. Work on the shuttle Endeavour, which is scheduled for its final mission next month, was suspended for the day. At least 10 Iraqi soldiers were killed and another 13 injured when a car bomb exploded northeast of Baghdad today. NPR's Mike Schuster reports the bomb destroyed an army battalion headquarters.
The bomb exploded just outside the local battalion headquarters, and the explosion caused the building to collapse. There were many soldiers inside. Other nearby buildings were also damaged in the blast. At first, investigators at the scene suspected the attack was the work of a suicide bomber driving the car. But now it is believed the bomb was detonated in a parked car. Police found a second bomb at the scene, also in a parked car. The bombing took place in the town of Kanan in Diyala province. Diyala continues to see a relatively high level of insurgent attacks. For the most part, the attacks there are mounted by Sunni insurgents, some associated with Al-Qaeda, against the Iraqi army and police. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber is struck at an army recruiting center in northern Kunduz province, killing more than 33 people and injuring scores more. A local official says the attacker approached on foot and set off the bomb as recruits were lined up outside the center. It's been a rough day on Wall Street as investors are assessing the economic fallout from the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Checking stocks, the Dow's down 102, NASDAQ off 22, and the S&P 500 down 12. This is NPR. The U.S. is poised to make its first high-level contact with members of Libya's opposition. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Paris for meetings with European leaders, but she also plans talks with foes of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The U.S. has not recognized an interim council as Libya's legitimate government, but it is boosting outreach to the opposition. Greek police have discovered a cache of weapons and disguises at hideouts in Athens and the central city of Volos. At least seven people have been detained, and Joanna Kikissis reports three may belong to a domestic terror group on trial for sending letter bombs to world leaders.
Authorities found automatic assault rifles and handguns, as well as police uniforms, bulletproof vests, and wigs in the raids on the hideouts. Police say three people questioned in the raids may be members of the conspiracy of Cells of Fire. That's the extreme anarchist group whose members are now on trial facing terrorism charges for sending letter bombs to foreign embassies and world leaders last November. Attacks by far-left and fringe anarchist groups have gone up since December 2008, when riots broke out after police shot and killed a teenager. The police raids are part of an ongoing crackdown on domestic terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kikissis in Athens.
The winner of the first season of the show Survivor lost his bid to delay his second trip to prison. Richard Hatch turned himself into U.S. Marshals in Rhode Island today. He was sentenced to 9 months for failing to pay taxes on his $1 million Survivor prize. Hatch had already served 3 years for the same offense, but he has still not paid his taxes. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.